Juno Afternoon is made possible with support from Hanson Gress, delivering IT support to local businesses for over 15 years. Our next guests are from the Juno Community Foundation to highlight the Arts Vibrancy Endowment, the Youth Equity and Treadwell Ditch Trail Renovation Projects. Welcome Program Director Jamie Waste, and also longtime public broadcaster and also Executive Director Amy Skilbred. Nice to have you both on the show.
Great to be here.
Good to see you, Scott.
Nice to see you. Welcome back to Studio A, Jamie.
Well, thank you.
You spent a few hours in here.
Yeah, it's a good studio. People should come on down here.
Yeah, and I'm sure you've seen the new studio construction, our new marquee studio.
Very exciting. Despite budget cuts, KTOO marches on.
Yes. Yes, thank you. All right, the Juno Community Foundation. In case people don't know, Amy Skilbred, what are you all about?
The Juno Community Foundation started almost 20 years ago, and its purpose is to grow philanthropy, so increase giving from individuals and businesses and everyone in town and in the community, and to use those funds to meet the needs of the community. So it's right on target with what we're trying to do all over Juno today, and all nonprofits are looking at is how to raise some funds and be able to meet the needs of their clients and their constituents. So,
okay. I suspect that these programs that we're going to talk about today will exemplify what you do, Jamie. Where do you want to start?
Well, I think the Youth Equity Initiative that we've developed over the past couple of years, we've talked to a lot of people in the community, donors, prospective donors who are interested in youth and education. And we kind of found a common theme that a lot of people really cared about, and that was in particular trying to promote access and opportunity for poverty-level, low-income kids to get into youth activities and programs and camps. So we set about trying to raise some funds for that, but we needed a key partner in the community, and that's Jordan Nigro at the Zach Gordon Youth Center, and you can pick it up from here.
Yeah, we tend to raise money for different projects and programs, but we're not the people who deliver them. And so we partner with nonprofits. We've got terrific nonprofits in Juno, and so we partner with them to get things done. And Zach Gordon Youth Center is our partner on providing funds for those kids with the most need to take advantage of some of the excellent camps and activities that we have for youth in our community. And so this past year, we provided $15,000 more for the scholarships for kids to participate, and 100 kids, about 100 kids were served with those scholarships, and for the most part, 90 or so were free and reduced lunch kids. So we're really trying to, as the title is, the Juno Youth Equity Fund, trying to really reach those kids who might never even hear of some of these programs.
Maybe next time Jordan's on the program, we can get some specific examples. I suspect like Discovery Southeast Nature Camp in the summer.
Yeah. Yeah, she can give you a lot of the details. And the most encouraging thing was this was kind of an experiment. We said to Jordan, what do you think? If we can bring an additional chunk of money to this area, do you think you can work through the school district and with the providers, the activity providers, and with agencies that are working with low-income families and kids to actually get these kids, you know, more of these kids participating? She was very excited about the prospect of being able to do this. So we're very encouraged because it worked. And some money was raised, 100 kids got to participate. So we're going to do a second year of this. And the long-term goal is for the foundation someday to have an endowment that's big enough to generate this money annually so that we're not just kind of raising the money annually. So that's the big term picture. And as long as we have the kind of success rate that we just had in the first year, we think we'll get there.
Yeah. Would it take too long to sort of outline where that $15,000 came from? You've alluded to it a little bit.
Sure. We had $15,000. First Bank provided $5,000. And then the Friends of Zach Gordon provided another $5,000. And then the Community Foundation donors and folks who've given to us provided the other $5,000. And that's the majority of, you know, that's what it was for this first year. And as Jamie said, we're looking at doing similar or a little bit more next year and the same thing for a third year. And then really look at the numbers and see if we have a better idea as time goes on about the need. We're really trying to bring new money to these activity scholarships. We did a really introductory sort of pilot where we gave several different organizations who have camps in town, I think it was about $500 each, in order to see what the need was and have them give us back some information. And one of the things we found out from that is that a lot of nonprofits who have activities or camps for kids provide scholarships. It was just we looked at and said, well, we probably need to bring new money so that those scholarships can continue going to kids who need them, who aren't at free and reduced lunch, you know, poverty or just above poverty level. But how do we bring new money to bring more equity even to the programs?
So. You mentioned some Juno Community Foundation members. Tell us how you're structured. Do you have a membership? What's it look like?
We have donors.
Okay.
And we get donors for a whole lot of different funds that we have. I think now we're on around 70 funds. And one of the things that brings in a fair amount of donations in short periods of time are the projects that we have. So right now, the Glory Hall, the new Glory Hall project is, they're trying to raise $300,000 before the 1st of September in order to look at being able to move to another spot. Housing First is another project that we support. And so a lot of those, there are other people who are doing fundraising for those, and we provide a service for them of being able to tally all the funds, keep them separate, send out the thank you notes, and be able to put out the grants. So,
okay. Jamie, what are some other examples of projects that you're working on right now?
So the Parks, Trails, and Recreation Fund, we got started a couple of years ago with a zero fund balance. So it was more of a vision and a concept about, again, in the community, if we can help raise funds, additional funds that can turn around and be partnered in the community to make more things happen, then we're probably doing a good thing for the community. So in the Parks and Trails area, we had two initial projects in mind. One was to work with Eagle Crest and to build a public use cabin up there, which we ended up raising $125,000 and about $50,000 of in-kind contribution. It's actually being built. The foundations, the piers are being put in starting last week, and hopefully before the snow flies, there will be a new public use cabin. It's up at the Hilda Meadows area up at Eagle Crest. So that was one of the first priorities. So that was exciting because we kind of had this idea and we were actually able to go out and get the money for it and help make something new happen in the community. The other big one that's going on right now is we committed to supporting renovation work on the Treadwell Ditch Trail, and of course Trail Mix is the key partner there. So we, working with them, we were able to secure a large grant, a $660,000 grant that's coming to us from the Pittman Robertson Fund, and this is through the Alaska Department of Fish and Game. There's a local match of $220,000 on this grant. So it's a 75%, 25% grant. So that's a great opportunity in this community to see your dollars go a long way. So we're in the process of raising that $220,000. But it's going to be 5 years of funding, and it's going to mean that that 14-mile trail, which has been a community priority for decades, is actually going to be safe and accessible for hunters, hikers, you name it, all user groups for the first time really in our lifetimes. So
we're talking Sandy Beach all the way up to Eagle Crest?
All the way to Eagle Crest. In fact, it's going to end at the cabin that we're building up there, because that's the original dam and the beginning of the Treadwell Ditch Trail. So we're very excited about that.
Yeah. Amy, this is probably a pretty exciting time. We get to come on the radio and exemplify these great projects and share them with the community. But I can't imagine that raising money is always easy. What are some of the challenges that face the foundation?
Well, one of the things I'd say is that people in Juneau are terribly generous. And so it can have challenges. But for the most part, you know, when there's a good project and there's something that people are interested in, and it's, you know, everyone has their own interests. So it's sort of working with donors for what they really want to see done. And, you know, helping them to get done what they'd like to get done or contribute to things that they're passionate about. So it's, you know, that working with donors and matching them up with the causes they care about and moving forward to both do things now for our community as we build endowments that can provide funds for the long term. So it's really actually pretty good.
And if people want to get involved or become a donor, what's the best way to do that?
So they can call us at 523-5450, or they can donate online, which is junocf.org. And we have on our website, you can donate. There's a donate button there, and we also list the different projects that are going on and things that are happening. Or they can send a check to us, and that's 350 North Franklin Street. But if people
a check?
Have
Amy,
a check,
what is this thing you speak of?
You write it, you know, you pull out something and you write
it
on a piece of paper.
Is there an app for that?
There probably is, actually.
You'd be happy to know, Scott, every day we're opening up envelopes with checks in it. It's kind of wonderful.
Well, that's great. It's been great talking to you, too. Have we missed any projects that you want to touch on?
Arts Vibrancy Endowment, you want to do that real quickly?
Go for it. Yeah.
So we are also I know that Ben Brown was on earlier, but Juneau, as people know, has a remarkable arts community. And so we are keen on trying to develop an endowment that will help support arts in this town, artists and arts organizations for generations to come. So if you're interested in that idea, we encourage you to give us a call as well. And I just wanted to end it by saying you know, it is an amazing community. It's an amazing nonprofit sector in Juneau, and we encourage everyone who relies on nonprofits to support them and to maybe do a little more now going forward just to make sure that we don't lose that vital sector in our community or see it get diminished.
Pick your favorite one and give more than you usually would.
That's Executive Director Amy Skillbred and Program Director Jamie Wace for the Juneau Community Foundation. Find them at junocf.org. Thank you both so much for coming on the show.
Well, thanks,
thank
Scott.
You. You'll find what you need. We try hard to please. Basic mediocrity is something you'll never see in my community.
In my community.